On the show today, we have United Nations Federal Credit Union's very own Tom Corian talking about the United Nations Federal Credit Union's Global Sustainability Program, all their advocacy efforts, and their impact report. Oh, and as well, they're having their Summit on Sustainability later this week, October 29th and 30th. Got to check that out as well. Enjoy the conversation. Really good stuff here from Tom. Before we get into our interview, I just want to give you a quick heads up on our CU Knowledge Hub page. It is our page is just loaded with free downloadable content, which includes white papers, webinars, product guides, case studies, industry analysis, and a whole lot more. And it's all provided by experts and vendors within the credit union industry. So go check it out today. That's CU Knowledge Hub. And now on to the interview. And today we're talking about the sustainability United and Sustainability Credit Union movement that you guys are doing, and we're going and a little later we're going to talk about your summit that you guys are having later this week as well. And also, there's more. It's almost kind of like, but wait, there's more. And the UNFC Global Sustainability Program Advocacy and Impact Report. So there's a lot to cover in a short time, Tom. So let's dive right into it. Can you tell us about, just to quick kick things off here, can you tell us about United Nations Federal Credit Union's Global Sustainability Program, the Advocacy and the Impact Report? What's give us a kind of a foundation here to work from.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So first, just for everyone, sustainability really is about making sure that we can kind of meet our needs in the current time and not really impacting future generations' ability to meet their needs, right? And of course, I think the biggest and the most widely accepted articulation of what sustainability means is the UN, United Nations Sustainable Development Goals. There are 17 kind of targets that the United Nations set out, right? Those are important, and they're really important sort of framing principles when we're talking about sustainability for credit unions and really all everybody around the world, nation states, private sector organizations. And UNFCU, right, we've our Global Sustainability Program is really our effort to engage our staff, our members, and now the entire credit union industry to really get on board with sustainability and really how we express that. You know, as you know, our impact report, as you mentioned, which is on our website, I hope everyone checks that out, is our, you know, transparent way of talking about what we as an organization are really doing to kind of further sustainability in our own operations, mm-hmm. and now really beyond our own walls, you know, to our supplier base and now to our to all credit unions, because we really think this is a really important moment and a really important movement, and that's what this is all about.
And so you guys are kind of dovetailing off of the United Nations, their global sustainability mm-hmm. program. So, and that obviously mm-hmm. flows right into your credit union. So what you guys are trying to do is take that and spread it out to the rest of the credit union industry, right? Is that kind of one of the goals here?
Absolutely. I mean, we really do believe that sustainability is part of the DNA of credit unions, right? Mm-hmm. Two of the SDGs are about sustainable economic development and sustainable communities. That's credit unions, right? Credit unions have always been about that. That's really who we are. So it's really important it's an opportunity for credit unions to take ownership of this and really kind of exemplify and be a leader in this space and really create kind of a competitive differentiator to other organizations, fintechs, large banks. We've been here from the beginning. And I think this is an important place for credit unions to really make that distinction about who we are and what we're about.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up the whole differentiator topic, because I mean, when we all used to go to conferences last year, year before, but that's a lot of things what people would talk about at conferences, like, okay, what's your differentiator? What sets you apart from other folks? And sustainability could be just one of those key factors there to really make credit unions stand out even more so than they already are.
I think it's probably the greatest one, right? I think for us, we've always been about our communities. We've always been about our membership, right? We've always been about being responsible, right? That's always what credit unions have been. And if you think about groups like Gen Z and millennials, climate change is really high on their mm-hmm. list of important things that they're concerned about. And you think about our own staff, and what's happening all around us in terms of calls for equity, social justice. Yeah. You know, this is a moment where people want to see their communities. They want to see the people they have relationships with. And one of the deepest relationships they have are financial relationships. Mm-hmm. And they want to see that that is a reflection of their values. And we've always been doing that, right? And I don't think there's other organizations in the financial services sector that really can match credit unions in terms of connecting with, you know, people's values, primarily, even before, you know, as nonprofit organizations, you know, we want to be, we've always been about sustainable financial relationships, being financially sustainable ourselves. But it's always the primary thing has always been about the community we're serving, that field of membership, right? They've always been first for credit unions. I think that's a really powerful resonating message, even more so that gives us a competitive advantage over maybe a flashy fintech or a for-profit bank, quite frankly.
Indeed. And so where are we? Where are credit unions with this initiative, this movement, this sustainability movement? Where are we, and how do we get more credit unions to get on board and build that momentum that you're talking about?
Absolutely. So, I mean, I think one thing that's also been really great, you talked about conferences. Credit unions have always been about you go to these conferences, and credit unions are open books with each other, right? We collaborate, we connect, we network. We always kind of rise all boats. That's really, you know, what we've found is that as we started engaging other credit unions through our United and Sustainability Network, we found that it wasn't just us, you know, who are interjecting this new thought. Lots of credit unions everywhere were doing really great things in terms of top line and bottom line, right? Top line in terms of investments and lending into green products, really great top line opportunities. And then even on the bottom line, like we've seen it ourselves in terms of cost reductions from, you know, reduction in paper use, reduction in energy, greater energy efficiency. So really what we've seen is that there's a lot of great ideas in sustainability being incubated out in the credit union space. Like credit unions always do, let's share that, let's grow that and rise all boats. And I think as a credit union community, we might be smaller as individual institutions than maybe our, you know, or probably even sort of even average banks and average credit unions. The size is dramatic, right? But we are really unique in the fact that we collaborate and we can have greater impact through our collaboration and our connection. And that's something United in Sustainability is all about. It's about amplifying our impact, taking best practices, because we're not really competitive, we're collaborative credit unions as an industry.
And
hopefully even influencing our shared supplier base and other kind of entities that move around the credit union space, like those best practice organizations and even our regulators.
Yeah, it can actually easily be kind of infectious in a good way to other folks around us, for sure. And you guys, I mean, I want to talk about your credit union, because you guys are really walking the talk. Because you guys, I read somewhere where you guys are sustainable. You guys have really, really fully committed to this. So can you tell us about
Yeah, so you're right. I mean, I don't think we would be, we really felt like we could even start having this bigger conversation without really authentically doing it ourselves. So, I mean, I think it starts with what you see in our impact report. You're right, we're a carbon neutral organization that we've been and will always be. And then, and our impact report really explains, you know, how we go about setting targets for ourselves and being transparent about meeting them. Mm-hmm. Or even if we sometimes, you know, we've had an energy reduction target where we're kind of getting a little under because we had a some real estate changes that we had to account for and our initial planning didn't account for, fully transparent about where we are in terms of our goals and where we are about meeting them or where we're, you know, falling behind. So I think it is important to walk the walk, be transparent, be authentic. Our impact report, I invite everybody to go to UNFU's website, check out our impact report and see what we're doing, including, this is important. Credit unions share a lot of common supplier base. This is a big thing for us. We really want to amplify our voice with this shared supplier base. And we've been engaging our partners. At our last summit, we had one of our major technology partners, Fiserv. They were presenting there, right? And they want to hear from credit unions that this is important, right? That this is something that credit unions value.
Yeah, like you said earlier, it's a huge differentiator for sure. And I want to get to the United Nations. Obviously, that's who you guys represent. And how much do they influence your credit union and the moves in this area? Obviously, from what I've read and seen and talking to you, it's pretty huge. But can you tell us a little bit about that? How that influence?
I mean, obviously, United Nations is our United Nations staff are our field of membership, and you know, other international organizations. Their influence, I think, is more in terms of this space. It is about modeling and best practices. I do think that it's specifically what the United Nations does in terms of collaboration and coordination. You know, we're definitely inspired by that. But we're also using a lot of the United Nations best practice tools, especially an organization like the UN Global Compact, right? They're They're a best practice organization, the largest sustainable engagement with the private sector, a larger organization that has kind of set these best practices. And the tools that they have, like the UN UN Global Compact's SDG Action Manager, that's a tool that we think credit unions can engage with. And okay. So we take from the UN some of that, you know, the spirit, kind of inspiration to act in a collaborative manner, but also using some of their best practice tools like the UN Global Compact's SDG Action Manager.
What a resource for you guys to have right there. You know, I mean, just, I mean, a great example, obviously, yeah. And what a tremendous resource for you guys too, right there, man, and setting the example, setting the tone.
Yeah, well, that's what we think we can really bring, hopefully bring to this conversation, is bring some of that best practices of what the UN is really doing around the world and bring that into the credit union space.
Exactly.
And we really hope that, you know, we have very close relationships, obviously, with the UN Global Compact, and their, like for example, their SDG Action Manager, which is a kind of confidential assessment, self-assessment tool credit unions can engage with. You know, if we can, just to kind of see where they are in their journey, private, confidential, even if they don't sign up to become a signatory on the UN Global Compact, which we hope they do, you know, that eventually, but even if they don't, if they just want to see where they are, right? Yeah. This is the kind of tool we can have. We are going to actually have the UN Global Compact speak and demonstrate the Action Manager at our summit. Ooh, cool. So that credit unions can see how they can actually take the survey, see where they are, and actually begin, see where they can begin, because it's a big topic to engage with. And, you know, without some kind of entry point, it can feel like, how can credit unions influence anything on their own? Well, here's a tool to help you figure out where you are, and hopefully coming together, we can have great impact and great, and really have a collective voice that really differentiates us in the financial services space.
Yeah, I think that's huge, because I'm sure there's a lot of creatives out there who really want to engage in this, but really don't know where to start. So this would be a great resource, which leads me to my next question is the Summit on Sustainability that's coming up later this week. And I think this is your third one, I believe. So yeah.
It's our third one.
Right. Congratulations.
Yeah. So it is our third one. Yeah. Thank you. I think it's been, you know, growing momentum. I think, like a lot of other conferences, we initially were planning, you know, this is actually, this year it's co-hosted with the Organization of American States Federal Credit Union, OASFCU, and UNFCU are co-hosting. Our in the before times, we thought this was going to be an in-person in Washington, D.C., changing the scenery from the United Nations down to Washington, D.C. But now it's going to be an all virtual event, and we hope that makes it even easier, less friction for people to attend, and we hope everyone does attend. So this is going to be our third one. We're going to have, you mentioned, other credit unions there who are going to be talking about what they've done, great panels on green products, great panels on green investing. You already mentioned the UN Global Compact is going to be there, but we're also going to have speakers from Filene's talking about diversity, equity, inclusion. Again, social justice, equity, inclusion. Your staff, your members, they want to know about this, right? They you know, whether they're asking or not asking, this is, you know, top of news, top of mind for a lot of people. And Filene's is going to be presenting there, and we have a lot of other great speakers and resources that credit unions can engage with that they attend this virtual event.
And what do you want attendees, what do you want them to walk away with? What's the main takeaway you want attendees to go back to their office on a Monday night and go, hey, this is what I learned. Let's do this.
Yeah, well, we're hoping that the number one thing that they walk away with is, first of all, the feeling that they can engage with this topic. And that's an important to engage with it, right? That this is a place where we can make a difference and we can really set ourselves apart, right? And that really credit unions take the lead. But tactically, what we hope they walk away with were tools to help them, you know, make this pitch inside. You know, a lot of previous attendees who attended our first two summits came away with the ability to make the pitch about, hey, this is why this is good. This is not just good, but it's good business, or it's a good business sense to engage with sustainability. And, you know, to give them the real practical tools and ability to approach so that, you know, again, I know sustainability, these topics like climate change, these topics like social justice, these are huge topics. Mm-hmm. And it feels like, you know what can we do? Even as credit unions, do we have the resources to engage on these topics? But not only do we, but we're uniquely capable. And we want people, the credit unions who attend, to feel empowered that they can not only actively engage, but they must and they should. It's part of who we are as organizations. It's sort of why we exist. In this financial services sector at all.
Indeed. Timely stuff for sure, Tom. Hey, last question for you here, because I know you got a lot on your plate here. Where can folks go up and where can they go to sign up and attend the summit?
Well, we got a registration link. Hopefully we can put that down in the show notes here. Absolutely. Yep. So I'll do that. You know, it's we have a registration link. It's an entirely virtual event, so you do have to register virtually. It will be done over Zoom. So there will be a Zoom registration. It's going to be off our UNSU events page, but we'll provide you that link, and hopefully you can share that with everybody to be able to register and attend. We think it's going to be a really great event, great speakers. We have even with OAS, SCU, you know, their relationship with National Geographic. We have some even a great artist, a photographer, sharing some, you know, really beautiful work that she's done. And we think this is going to be really inspiring for credit unions to attend on sort of multiple levels.
Oh, I'm excited for you guys. Well done. All right, Tom. Well, I'm going to let you get back at it. Appreciate the time. You guys are one of the most interesting credit unions out there. I love doing stories with you guys because you just never fail to like just really kind of pique our interest on what you do, not only on a national level, but on a global level as well, obviously, because of the United Nations. But it's just... You guys just, oh, wow. I love stories like this. So thank you so much for coming on.
We appreciate it.
We'll put all the links in the show notes so people can click on them and get right to them and check them out.
Michael, thank you so much. You know, this has been really great for us to talk about it and for you guys to amplify this. We really think what you guys are doing in terms of broadcasting this, you know, the credit union voice out there is really important. So yeah, we appreciate the acknowledgement and the support, and we hope credit unions, you know, can take some time. It's a 2-day event. I should have mentioned October 29th and 30th. Well, yep. Michael, thank you. 29th and 30th. Smaller, just a few hours every day. We're not asking for the entire day to be locked up. So please, we hope credit unions can attend that.
Yep. We'll put all that stuff in the show notes so people can get right to it and check it out. Yeah, I'm going to be there for sure. I'm going to check it out too. I'm really excited for you guys. So good stuff, Tom. All right, man. We'll all let you get back to work. Appreciate the time as always. And yeah, keep up the good work. All right. And we'll see you guys a little later this week at your conference. It'll be fun. It's a summit.
I look forward to seeing you there, Michael.
All right, Tom. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.